I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Tough times are nothing new in Ukraine. The worst flooding in decades in the European country has cost more than 20 lives in the past week. Ukraine's politics hit rock bottom 4 years ago with the poisoning of a candidate and a fraudulent election. The economy was the problem in the 1990s. Back then, many Ukrainians who could leave the country did just that. They went west for a better life, but now some are having second thoughts. They're coming home. The World's Jason Margolis tells us why.
Alec Eidelman and Christina Kerminsky were living the American dream. The married couple had a car, a condo, and two healthy, happy American children. He was a banker. She worked in TV. Life was good. Then, after 15 years, they decided to leave Chicago and come back here to Kiev.
It's not that we're unhappy. We're really happy. It was kind of becoming, okay, what's next? Another job, a next job, a higher salary. Okay, it's going to be 20 grand more. There wasn't a real challenge anymore.
They found the challenge they were looking for back in Ukraine. A society in the midst of social, political, and economic upheaval.
And I was hoping that our kids will see the change from, you know, a totalitarian, you know, communist society to something that might become something else, hopefully better.
Christina's husband, Alex, says he liked the adventure of being an immigrant in the U.S. He says his struggles there made him feel different from Americans, somehow superior. And now he has that feeling again back in Kiev.
This experience, this upper hand, you definitely feel...
No, not upper hand.
Yeah, I think so.
No,
let me finish.
No, I don't think
let
it's upper
finish.
Hand. No, you come with another culture.
Yeah, another culture.
And
but in a way, you feel a bit superior.
Richer.
Not exactly.
That doesn't sound
I didn't.
Right.
It may not sound good, but it does exemplify the mood in Ukraine.
I compare it to the American West during the late 19th century. Meaning that it's civilized, but at the same time, it's a place of opportunity.
Mykhailo Vinitsky is a sociologist at Kiev Mihyla Academy. He's studying this trend of migration back to Ukraine. He's identified some 300 so-called reverse migrants in Kiev alone. Most are highly educated professionals. Vinitsky says people are often surprised to hear that anybody would move back here.
From a surface point of view, the opportunities certainly look better in the U.S., better social security, more access to mortgage rates at decent interest rates. It's a stable society. This place is unstable.
And instability can mean opportunity. Let's go back to our married couple. They came back to Ukraine with job experience in corporate America. That made them highly attractive to Ukrainian businesses. Now they're doing better than they did in Chicago.
There are certain things and there are certain opportunities this country presents.
I never thought we would go skiing in Switzerland, and now we do, so...
What are you trying to get, that we have more money here?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
But the vast majority of Ukrainians don't have the right resume for Western-style corporate jobs. The small city of Berdichev is about a two-hour train ride from Kiev. At 9 in the morning on a Monday, a few men are at a cafe, drinking vodka and playing video slot machines. Several people tell me the same story. There are no jobs here, nothing to do. They say people leave Ukraine and they don't come back. But some people do come back, and it's not to make big money. Inside a small apartment, five young men are putting in new floors, walls, and ceilings. They smoke cigarettes as they work. Chukana Maxim is the foreman, a young man in his 20s. He says he worked in Russia as a welder for 4 years, but he was lonely. He came back and started a small business renovating apartments. He says he makes about the same amount here, maybe a little less, but he's back with his family. And that, ultimately, may be Ukraine's biggest draw. Ukraine may be turning into a land of opportunity for expats who like a little risk. But for others, it's simply home. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Berdichev, Ukraine.